If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me over to the book of 2 Thessalonians, would you please? 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. We've been looking in recent days, I guess, talking about the Lord Jesus coming. We saw His coming in every chapter in 1 Thessalonians. And then got to looking over in 2 Thessalonians, and it's in every chapter in 2 Thessalonians as well. But tonight I want to glean a thought, I believe, from verse number 5. Let's read, starting in verse number 1 in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. The Bible said, "Finally, brethren, pray for us." How many believes that God hears and answers prayer? We don't just have prayer meeting just to be doing something. It's a night that's set aside to hear the prayer requests, to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. The Bible said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And years ago, I heard a song, I think the McCamey sang it when it first came out, and it was "Somebody Prayed for Me." Boy, I liked it, because my grandpa took me down in the basement and showed me the spot in the old dirt floor where he kept his taters and stuff down there in the cellar. He showed me a spot. It was a dirt floor, Brother Aaron, but it looked like a place about 3 feet round had been waxed, and it had, with spit and tears. That's where he went to pray. I had my old long hair. I wanted to be part of the hippie generation. But Grandpa prayed for me. He said, "Son, I prayed for years that God would call one of my boys to preach. And he never did." He said, "He got my grandson." He said, "That's just as good." And I'll tell you something right now. God hears and answers prayer. Amen. And the Apostle Paul was one. I'm trying to read. I like to read a little bit and then preach, but we'll just see what God does. But the Apostle Paul was one that prayed for them, but he was one that was humble enough to understand and know, Brother Gary, he needed their prayers too. That's a two-way street, amen. The man of God was praying for the people of God, but the man of God knew that he needed the people of God's prayers. He said, "Brethren, finally, brethren, pray for us." Well, I'll read in a minute. Turn back over to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Look what the Bible said right here. Sounds very familiar. Look at verse 25 in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. He said, "Brethren, pray for us." You say, "Preacher, that ain't much of a verse of Scripture." Oh, yes, it is too. Amen. And let me just tell you something. When it said brethren there, they're the only ones. That's the only prayers that God's hearing anyway. Amen. "Brethren, pray for us." He said here that the word of the Lord may have free course. I studied this out, and it seems to me that the Apostle Paul is dealing a lot with the church at Corinth when he's writing to the church at Thessalonica, when he writes this down. And so, you know, in the church at Corinth, there was much carnality. There was much that needed to be dealt with. And the Apostle Paul, Brother Houston, he knew this. He knew that it didn't matter what the problem was, it was out there in front of him. If the Word of God could have free course, it'd fix the problem. Amen? I believe that, don't you? I believe if I have a problem in my life, if the Bible has free course in my life, the Bible has the answer to that problem in my life, in a church, in a home, in an individual. It will fix the problem. He said, "Pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." Boy, it don't take you long to figure that out after you get saved, does it? Amen. And then he said, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you." Now, verse 5 is what really jumped out at me. And the Bible said, "And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Jesus is coming, amen. But in the meantime, there's some things here I want to look at tonight in this statement, the Lord direct your hearts. Pray with me, please. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to stand here and break the bread of life. God, we thank you for what you're doing in our midst. Lord, some things we can see, many things we can't see. But God, we're trusting you tonight to work in our hearts and work in our lives. Make us more like your darling Son, the Lord Jesus. And I pray, Father, tonight that as we share for just a little while from this chapter, God, that there'd be a blessing to be gleaned by each one that's come this way this evening. Peradventure, Lord, there's somebody under the sound of my voice that doesn't know you. Lord, it's our prayer that the word of the Lord would have free course, that the Spirit of the Lord would have free course. God, that salvation, Lord, would take place in that heart and that lie that does not know you. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you for loving us. Lord, the prayer requests tonight were many, but God, you know everyone. Know what we need even before we ask. We pray you'll meet the need in Jesus' name. And amen, and amen. The Lord direct your hearts. The Bible said, into the love of God. Now, I want to look tonight at the Lord directing our hearts as we wait on the coming of the Lord in chapter number 5. First of all, tonight, let me go back and glean a passage of Scripture from Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter 3, and I believe it's verse 5 and 6. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I believe what the Apostle Paul is doing in chapter number 3 of 2 Thessalonians is acknowledging the Lord. And he's acknowledging the Lord in his own heart and life, and he's acknowledging the Lord in the hearts and lives of the Thessalonians. He said, the Lord direct your heart. I want you to look with me tonight. You might say, well, preacher, I don't know, understand what's the big deal. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 10 tonight. Let me show you. I try to emphasize just in the onset of the message why it is a big deal. Watch in verse number 23 of Jeremiah chapter 10. The Bible said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. Watch this. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah understood, beloved, that we need direction from God because it's not in us to direct our own steps. The Apostle Paul knew when he's writing to the church at Thessalonica that they needed help, that they needed direction that come from the Lord. And beloved, I'll tell you something right now. It doesn't matter if you've been saved a year, 10 years, 50 years, or 75 years, you still need God to direct your steps. It's not in man to direct his own steps. You leave a man to himself, he'll make the biggest mess you ever seen in your life. Amen. And so we need God to direct our step. And then the Bible said here, we need that patience as we wait upon the Lord. Look with me at Hebrews for just a moment. We're going to get right into the chapter. Hebrews chapter number 10. The Bible said in verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. He said, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And so tonight, Paul is saying, I'm praying that God will direct your steps. I'm praying that God will give you patience as you wait on the coming of the Lord. Now, tonight, if God directs our steps, then there are going to be some things incorporated in this chapter into our life. The first thing, if God's directing us, and this would be really a good checklist as well, but if God's directing us, when he says, finally, brethren, pray for us, our lives are going to have be involved in that communing with God and, beloved, praying for others and praying that God's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I believe tonight, if we're not praying, God's not directing. Somebody help me tonight. But if we're praying, it's because, beloved, listen, let me just say this. The flesh wants nothing to do with praying. The flesh wants nothing to do with anything that's good, really. Amen. Anything that's godly. And so if we're praying, it's because God is directing our step. If prayer is an evidence that God is directing, the second thing is the Bible is an evidence that God is directing. He said that the word of the Lord may have free course. Beloved, listen. The Bible said when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead you into all truth. Beloved, I believe when the Spirit of God is leading and God is directing in a man's life, he's not directing that man's life through the Kingsport Times News. Amen. But he's directing that man's life through the Bible, God's holy word. I believe that's important to understand tonight. Because listen, you say, well, preacher, I really don't have much time for the Bible. I'm going to tell you something right now. You might be fixing to get in trouble. Because the Bible is where we find our direction. This is our roadmap. This is our instruction manual as Christians. Amen. This is where God said, thy word is a lamp, David said, unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Amen. And so we see tonight, if God is directing, there's going to be prayer. If God is directing in our life, there's going to be the word of God that's going to have place in our life. If God is directing tonight, we're going to have an enemy. Brother Cole, I think that was you. Was that you requesting prayer for the Eastman? Okay, I couldn't tell for sure if that was your voice I was hearing back there or not. Praying that God would wake people up, that God would show people. Let me just say, tell you tonight, listen, beloved, when you pray like that and you live like that, everybody ain't going to love it. There are going to be wicked men, unreasonable men that are going to raise up against that kind of life, against that kind of desire in a man's heart and in a man's life. David, a beloved, understood that. Saul hunted him like a dog. And Paul understood that. Beloved, he was beaten and left outside the city for dead. And many times he was in peril of countrymen, in perils among false brethren. He was in trouble every way he turned. Somebody said one time if Paul would have turned in a resume at a Baptist church, they'd have said, we don't need him. He spends too much time in jail. He was in trouble every time he turned around. Amen. Because God was directing his step and it made the enemy rear his head up. Amen. When God's directed, the enemy is going to rear his head. And Paul said, pray for me that I may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Now watch this. When God's directing our step, look at verse number 3. Here's what we realize. God is faithful. I'm going to say this tonight. Listen to me carefully. She wouldn't want me to. But Sister Kim sent me a text the other day. Praise him, praise him. Oh, I tell you, you can look at the text, Brother Gary. They were sitting there by their suitcases, sitting there ready to go, waiting on some news, amen, to come back. And she sent a text that said, praise him, praise him. God is so faithful. That's what she said. But then she said this, even if the news wouldn't have been good, we'd still praise him. Beloved, that's where we need to be. I'm telling you, the news might not be good, but God's always good. And we're not supposed to praise him just because we get good news. We're supposed to praise him because he's a good God and he's coming again. He's faithful. When you and I are not faithful, he's still faithful. I believe when God's directing our steps, we realize, beloved, listen, He's faithful. You know, Brother John touched on Sunday morning, Sunday school. He said, when I get out of His presence, that's when I get in trouble. I'm going to tell you what right now, it's the truth. But beloved, listen, when God's directing our steps, He'll direct our steps into His presence. Amen. And we'll understand that He is faithful. Beloved friend, it's a simple statement. He said, the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. When God's directing our heart, we understand that prayer is a part of our life. The Word of God is a part of our life. Everybody ain't going to like it. There's wicked men, unreasonable men that have not faith. God is faithful. When God is directing our heart, He's going to establish us. And when God is directing our heart, listen to me, He's going to keep us from the evil. In John chapter number 17, that's right there in verse number 3, I think. Yes. In John chapter number 17, Jesus said this when He prayed to the Father. He said, Father, I pray not that You should take them out of the world, but that You keep them from the evil. Are you listening to me? Beloved, when God is directing our heart, He's not directing us towards this wicked world. Say amen. He's directing us away from this wicked world and from the evil that's in this wicked world. The Bible said here, look at verse number 4. When God is directing our heart, the Bible said we have confidence in the Lord. I believe that, don't you? You begin to lose confidence. I'll tell you something right now. Somebody else is driving. It ain't God. Amen. Because when God's driving in your life, when He's directing your heart, you have confidence. Amen. Let me ask you something tonight. How many knows the difference between praying with confidence and praying without it? Help me tonight. You know what that confidence is really is another word for faith. Praying in faith. Praying, believing God. Amen. The Bible said if we, what was it over in the book of James? Let me read it. I can't quote it exactly. So let me just turn over and read it. It talks about, let him ask of God who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. Let me find it here. James chapter 1, I believe it is. Watch this now. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it liberally. All men upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I'm telling you, there have been times that I've prayed, hallelujah, with great confidence. And there have been times that I've prayed like a double-minded man. Amen. But when God's directing our hearts, beloved, it directs our hearts into that confidence. Amen. That confidence. You remember being a kid? I mean, listen, say whatever you want to, but I can remember this. I can remember when I thought my daddy was the biggest, the smartest, the strongest, that he could do anything, Brother Ralph, amen, that needed to be done. That's my daddy, amen. In other words, I had perfect confidence, amen. I wasn't real old. I was a young child, and I just looked up to my daddy as strong. I looked up to him as wise. I looked up to him as smart. And, beloved, let me tell you something right now. It pleases God when His children look up to their father. My father can do anything. Amen. He's not limited. Amen. Have that confidence in Him tonight. Jesus is coming. How we need Him directing our hearts into the love of God as we wait on Him to come. Look in verse number 6 here. He said, we commend you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly. Now, let me say this to you tonight. This is not pleasant preaching right here. But, beloved, when God's directing your steps, you're not looking to get in some click. Are you listening to me? You're not looking to get into some clique where there's discord being sown among the brethren. When God's directing your steps, you're looking to get as far away from it as you can. That's what He's talking about right here. And watch what He said. He said, We commend you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which you have received of us. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread. Paul's talking about, hey, work with his hand, labor, travail night and day, that you might not be chargeable to any of you. He said, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. I say amen. This generation needs to hear that verse of Scripture. Amen. It's in the Bible. I say it's one thing not to be able to work, and it's another thing to refuse to work. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, listen to me. Listen to me well. I believe this right here fixed a lot of social issues in the good old United States of America. Rake leaves or don't go hungry. Somebody rake leaves. Pick up garbage or go hungry. Somebody pick up garbage. Say amen right there. I'm telling you right now, beloved, it's Bible. The Word of God said here, for we hear there are some among you which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Listen, that's not just, beloved, listen, in the church. I'm telling you, that's in the world. All that some people's got to do in their life is carry a bag of drugs from one corner to another corner. All they're looking for is the next fix. Are you listening to me? The next drink. They don't have enough to do because they won't work. The Word of God said. Amen. And so they end up just being busybodies about other people's business instead of taking care of their own. He said, now them which are such, we command and exhort you by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work, eat their own bread. But be, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. I believe when God is directing our hearts that we want to walk right, we want to work right. I believe with all my heart we want to worship right. The Bible said here that ye brethren be not weary in well-doing. If any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him that he may be ashamed. Beloved, listen, that's not being taught today. That's exactly what Paul was teaching the church at Corinth. You have to turn such a one over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the soul may be saved in the day of judgment. Let me just tell you something tonight. I believe with all my heart, God is wanting us to understand that if He is directing our steps and directing our heart, it is to walk with those that are being directed by the same Lord and to walk separate from those who refuse to be directed by the same Lord, by the same Spirit, by the same Bible. Amen. He said, note that man. Have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Your Bible said in verse 15, yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. I'm going to tell you something. That's a balancing act right there, isn't it? Say amen. Sometimes when somebody gets sideways on God, we don't know how to treat them. We don't understand that that could be a brother. David got sideways on God, but he was still a brother. Amen. But I tell you what you wasn't supposed to be doing. You wasn't supposed to be walking with David in that day when he was sideways on God. You're supposed to separate yourself from him. Why? That he might be ashamed. That he might get ashamed of how he was living and get ashamed that God was not directing his heart. Now notice verse 16. I'm about done tonight. The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. Watch this. When God's directing our heart, in verse number 16, the Bible said, now the Lord of peace give you peace always by all means. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Listen to me carefully. When we lose our peace, it's because God is not directing our heart. Because when God directs our heart, He directs our heart not away from, but into that peace. What did the Bible say over there? I believe it's in the book of John. Let me turn over there and read it just a moment. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world. I think it's chapter 14, verse number 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I tell you tonight, God has a peace for those that are willing to walk and let Him direct their heart. in the love of God. He said, the Lord be with you all. You say, preacher, what do you get besides peace? You get His presence. He'll be with you. Beloved, listen, it's one thing for me to know. Listen to me carefully right now. He said He would never leave me. He'd never forsake me. One thing for me to know that, and I know that's true. I got saved. February 22nd, 1987, He said He would never leave me. He'd never forsake me. It's one thing for me to know that He's present. It's another thing to sense His presence. He'll be present. But if He's directing your heart in the love of God, you'll get to sense His presence in your life. And know, beloved, that He is directing your heart. The Bible said this salutation of Paul, with mine own hand, which is a token in every epistle, so I write. Then in verse 18, he said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I believe when a man is being directed, his heart is being directed into the love of God. I believe the grace of God flows through that man's life. You know something tonight? God has shown me grace. When I'm walking with God, you know what that makes me want to do? Show somebody else grace. Help me tonight. But I tell you what, if I get sideways on God, help me tonight. We're judgmental. Help me. We're critical. That's exactly right. I'm going to tell you something right now. A critical spirit will kill you. It'll also kill a church. Criticizing this and criticizing that. Well, I tell you, God direct our heart into the love of God, into the patient waiting for our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming, amen. Let's just wait patiently, amen. Let's be about His business. Let's be like Jesus when the Bible said, I must needs be about my Father's business. How many's glad you come tonight? How many's glad we're not left to ourselves? One day, Brother Larry, you and I would turn it so far upside down and backwards and inside out, you wouldn't even be able to recognize it as a Christian life. But we're not left to ourselves. We got one to guide us. All the way to glory. He'll be with us. He'll take care of us. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight? Aren't you glad? Father, thank you tonight for the Apostle Paul. Lord, it's going to be a blessing to meet him in glory. Lord, he had a lot of wonderful things to say about the church at Thessalonica. It's going to be wonderful, Lord. Lord, I don't know if that church had 20 in it. I don't know if it had 10. I don't know if it had 100. It had 1,000. I don't know, Lord. God, you know. Lord, I pray that, Lord, in our heart and in our mind, we'd understand how important it is as we wait upon the coming of our Lord and Savior, that our hearts be directed into the love of God. Lord, help us to love you more fervently. Help us to love one another. Help us, Lord, to love this old Bible. Help us to love sinners. Help us, Lord, to love our enemy. Help us, our Father, Lord, to realize that the only way we can love is because you first loved us. Help us, Lord, tonight. Understand that greater love hath this no man than this, that a man would lay down his life. Thank you, God, for laying down your life, that we might have life, have it eternal. Bless our dear people. Lord, we've got Thursday this week. If Jesus don't come, Friday, Saturday, we'll meet again on Sunday. If Jesus don't come first, and if He does come, then we'll meet again around the throne of God. Lord, I pray that what you'll do for us will give you praise and honor and glory, that you'll direct our hearts into the love of God. Help us, Lord, to join up with that that's pleasing. Separate from that that's not pleasing. God will give you glory for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.